Alessia digs her hands farther into the pockets of Mikhail's old anorak in a vain attempt to warm her cold fingers. Huddled in her scarf, she trudges through the freezing winter drizzle toward the apartment block on Chelsea Embankment. Today is Wednesday, her second day here without Christina, and she is heading back to the big apartment with the piano. In spite of the weather, she's feeling a sense of achievement because she survived the cramped and crowded train journey without her usual anxiety. She's beginning to understand that this is what London is like. There are too many people, too much noise, and too much traffic. But worst of all, no one speaks to anyone else except to say, "Excuse me," if they jostle her, or, "Move down the carriage, please." Everyone hides behind their free newspaper or listens to music on headphones or stares at their phones or electronic books, avoiding all eye contact. That morning, Alessia had been lucky enough to find a seat on the train, but the woman beside her had spent much of the journey shrieking into her phone about her unsuccessful date the night before. Alessia had ignored her and read the free newspaper to improve her English, but she'd wished she could listen to music through headphones and not this woman's loud whining. Once she finished the paper, she'd closed her eyes and daydreamed of majestic mountains dotted with snow and pastures where the air was scented with thyme and filled with the hum of honeybees. She misses home. She misses the peace and quiet. She misses her mother, and she misses her piano. Her fingers flex in her pockets as she recalls her warm-up piece, hearing the notes loud and clear in her mind and seeing them in blazing color. How long has it been since she played? Her excitement builds as she thinks of the piano waiting for her in the apartment. She makes her way through the entrance of the old building toward the elevator, barely able to contain her enthusiasm, and then up to the top floor apartment. For a few hours on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, this wonderful place with its large, airy rooms, dark wooden floors, and baby grand piano is all hers. She unlocks the door, poised to switch off the alarm, but to her surprise, there's no warning tone. Perhaps the system's broken, or it's not been set. Or, no. She realizes to her horror that the owner must be at home. Listening hard, trying to detect any signs of life, she stands in the wide hallway that's hung with black and white photographic landscapes. She hears nothing.
Mir. No. Good. English. Think in English.
Whoever lives here must have gone to work and forgotten to set the alarm. She's never met the man, but she knows he has a good job because the apartment is huge. How else can he afford it? She sighs. He might be rich, but he's a complete slob. She's been here 3 times already, twice with Christina, and each time the apartment is a mess and requires hours of tidying and cleaning. The gray day is seeping through the skylight at the end of the hall, so Alessia flicks the switch and the crystal chandelier above her bursts into life, illuminating the hallway. She peels off her woolen scarf and hangs it up with her anorak in the closet beside the front door. From her plastic shopping bag, she pulls out the old sneakers that Magda has given her. And after taking off her wet boots and socks, she slips them on, grateful that they are dry so her frozen feet can warm up. Her thin jersey top and t-shirt are no match for the cold. She rubs her arms briskly to bring some life back into them as she makes her way through the kitchen into the laundry room. There, she dumps her shopping bag on the counter. Out of it, she pulls the ill-fitting nylon housecoat that Christina bequeathed her and puts it on, then fastens a pale blue scarf around her head in an effort to keep her thick braid in check. From the cupboard beneath the sink, she takes out the cleaning caddy, and from the top of the washing machine, she grabs the laundry basket and heads straight to his bedroom. If she hurries, she can finish the apartment before it's time to leave, and the piano will be hers for a short while.